In Colombia, President Álvaro Uribe is establishing a large network of citizen informants to help him combat domestic terrorism. For nearly 40 years, left-wing guerrillas have fought to overthrow the government, terrorizing civilians, blowing up power stations, and attacking pipelines. Right-wing paramilitaries have committed even greater atrocities in battling the insurgents. Uribe says he hopes eventually to have 1 million civilian informants. Stephen Dudley reports on the ambitious program from the northern city of Bayupar.
At a ranch just outside of this northern city, farmhands herd some cows into the back of a truck. This cattle region is a fitting area to start the informants program. Ranchers are being squeezed between the insurgents and the government-allied paramilitaries fighting for control of the area. Cattle rustling is hitting record levels, and harassment and kidnappings of wealthy landowners is common. Ranchers like Hernan Araujo, the head of the Ranchers Association here, says cattlemen suffer if they refuse the rebels' demands.
Asesinada, porque es que ni siquiera se la robaron, sino que reducen a la impotencia a los trabajadores.
In one case, the guerrillas killed 1,000 cows, he says. They crippled them by cutting their tendons, then shot them in the head, all because the ranch owner refused to pay them the extortion fee. Both the rebels and the paramilitaries have long used informants to fight this war, but President Uribe wants to beat them at their own game. The goal is to have 43,000 in this region alone. The police have already recruited close to 900 informants here, the army another 600. They are teachers, lawyers, shop owners, taxi drivers, or lottery salesmen, like this 31-year-old man.
Mi vida es normal día a día.
I maintain a normal life, he says, working on the streets in 3 municipalities. I look out for strange things in the roads in my hometown. This informant says not even his mother knows that he works for the government. He volunteered for the program and insists he doesn't get paid. The police, however, have given close to $2,000 in reward money for what they call good information. Like others in the program, this informant is identified by a number and provided with a cell phone. He says he avoids being spotted by his enemies by staying away from the authorities. Mostly, he simply uses his phone. He says he's called the police on various occasions already. Once he alerted them to what he believed was a rebel roadblock. Another time, his call resulted in the arrest of a suspected rebel.
Conozco a todo el mundo, manejo a todo el mundo.
It's easy for me to identify someone who's strange, who's not from around here, he says, a person who's intending to do something bad. Human rights groups, however, criticize the program, fearing innocent civilians may be wrongly accused. The informant admits that he can make mistakes, but he says they're rare. Police claim the plan is working and that violence is down in the region. However, numbers suggest a different story. According to local officials, there were more than double the number of murders in August, the month the program began, than there were in August of last year. And many fear that the government's program is simply helping the right-wing paramilitaries. Information, they say, is filtering into the hands of militia members who are using it to kill off suspected rebel sympathizers. Abdallah Maziri, Valledupar district attorney, says things could get worse if the rebels respond in kind.
Su grupo de inteligencia, los grupos al margen de la ley, también los tienen.
These groups aren't stupid, he says. Just like the government, they have their own systems of gathering intelligence, and they can see what's going to happen if they don't act. Some of Abdallah's fears may already be coming true. The coroner's office says a notary was killed recently after receiving a note accusing him of working for the government's new system. The office suspected guerrillas were behind the murder. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bayupar, Colombia.